cat's eyes left the rail, adjusting the sword of Martin so it rode more comfortably at his side.
Thingy Bludge, I think I will.
The weary oar slaves were slumbering, chained to their oars, as the hooded mouse stole carefully into the galley deck. He glanced around, shaking his head at the pitiful figures. The mouse was not young anymore, but he was well set up and strongly built. From his belt, he drew several sharp, three-cornered rasp files. Dandin had been watching him through half-closed eyes. Now the young mouse sat upright as the other crept past him. Dandin caught hold of the stranger's dark cloak.
Who are you? What are you doing here?
The hooded mouse held up a warning paw.
Shh! I bring freedom.
Dandin nodded, recognising immediate friendliness in the stranger's voice.
What do you want me to do? Say the word and I'll help.
Wake the others as quietly as you can. Here, take one of these and use it on those chains.
Dandin accepted the file. He shook Duri and Copsy gently.
Hush now. Be quiet. Wake up the others, but do it softly.
All around Dandin, oar slaves were being wakened as he worked away with the file. It was a good file. He freed himself, then began on Duri's chains. The hedgehog smiled at him in the darkness.
Wait till he tells my own uncle about this.
The strange mouse gave a low whistle, and 20 other mice entered the galley deck. They set about helping to release the slaves. A small, thin harvest mouse stood up, unable to contain himself. He laughed aloud and threw his broken chains noisily to the deck. One of the helpers muffled the harvest mouse in his cloak, but it was too late. Paw steps sounded above. Then Captain Cat's Eye's high-pitched voice called out.
Who's that? Who's down there?
The stranger took off his cloak. Beneath it, he was a broad, fit-looking fellow, clad in a seerat jerkin, though Dandin noticed that he was completely silvery grey. The mouse bundled the cloak up and passed it to Dandin.
Who's that calling out on deck?
Captain Cat's Eyes, the master of this ship. Why?
Every beast back at their oars. Hide the broken chains and leave this to me. Be quick now.
The oar slaves seated themselves whilst the other cloaked mice hid beneath the galley benches.
Captain! Captain Cat's Eyes!
The strange mouse called up to the deck.
Kabul sent me down. His Majesty has news for you.
Cat's Eyes came bounding down the companionway. Anxiously, he strode up to the strange mouse.
What news from King Kabul?
The strange mouse stepped close in, drawing a dagger from the back of his belt.
Kabul doesn't know, but I brought you this.
He slew Cat's Eyes with one fierce thrust. Dandin leaped forward. Unbuckling the dead Sirat's belt, he retrieved the sword and scabbard. More poor steps sounded above on deck.
Captain, can we get some wine from your cabin?
Aye, Stillion Dove's better way to drop a wine, Captain.
That's Blodge and Clat.
Dandin whispered to the stranger.
Leave them to us when they come down.
Right. How many more aboard?
Four besides them.
We'll take care of them. Get that body out of sight and sit back down as you were. The rest of you hide.
Blodge and Clat came stumbling down into the half-light of the galley deck. Blodge peered around bad-temperedly.
Captain, where are you? Ain't we going to get no wine tonight?
Not tonight or any other night, slave driver.
Clat gave a squeak of dismay. Blocking the stairway was the stranger, backed by 20 hooded mice. He whirled about to find himself facing Dandin. Blodge unwound the whip from about his shoulders and raised it threateningly.
Get back, or I'll have the hide of you!
Dandin chopped the flailing lash in two pieces with a sweep of his sword.
You'll never use that whip on another creature, rat!
He hurled himself upon the slave driver, who fell back yelling hoarsely as he grappled at his belt for his own sword. Copsy and Duri gave Clat a mighty shove in the back, and he shot from the alleyway straight into the arms of a bunch of oar slaves who were waiting, swinging lengths of broken chain. Clat had time for just one short, despairing scream. Just one, no more. From above decks, the sound of four bodies splashing in the sea told the oar slaves that the stranger and his companions had dealt finally with the remaining crew members. Dandin stood straight, distastefully wiping his sword upon the fallen body of Blodge.
He died as he lived, a cringing coward who could only strike out at helpless creatures in chains.
The freed slaves made their way up to the deck. The stranger and his band were loading up with any weapons that they could find. He nodded.
All finished down the mouse.
She sword.
As finished as it'll ever be. What next?
We take everything we can from this ship. Weapons, food, and clothing. And then we get off and sink her. From there we go to the caves at the other side of the island. When the time is right, we will attack Fort Bladegirt and put an end to Gabool the Wild. Are you with us?
The freed slaves looked at Dandin. He grasped the stranger's outstretched paw.
We're with you every step of the way and glad to be along. My name is Dandin. What's yours?
The stranger swirled his cloak about him. A broad, honest grin creeped across his features.
They call me Joseph, the Bellmaker.
This ends Disc 8.